Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg môre op na 20 grade, Pretoria 21 en Mbombela 22.
Op die paaie, jy kan reeds stadige verkeer verwag in die Midrand area op die N1 Noord tussen die Bekloewisselaar en Allendale weg se afrit en dan is dit ook stadig in four ways op die N1 Suid vanaf die Bekloewisselaar tot verby Winnie Mandela Rylaan se afrit.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Ben Stokes to miss the fifth and final test with a shoulder injury, with Jofra Archer also missing out, and the Wallabies lose veteran prop Alatoa for the third Lions test.
In die konstitusionele hof sê president Cyril Ramaphosa en die MK-party se regsverteenwoordigers mekaar die stryd aan opsaaklik oor die besluit om die minister van polisie Senzo Mkhunu op verlof te plaas hangende 'n ondersoek teen hom. Volgens die party se regsverteenwoordiger Dalim Pofu is die president nie by magte om ministers op verlof te plaas nie.
As far as the leave of absence is concerned, justices, we say the following. The president does not have the power to place a minister on leave of absence. Full stop. All the parties, fortunately, agree that there is no such express power. That nobody has to go there.
Die MK-party daag ook die aanstelling van professor Firoz Kachalia as waarnemende minister uit, as ook die stig van die Madlanga-kommissie van ondersoek na Mkhunu. Jackrand FM News se verslaggewer Anastasie Mokgobo praat binnenkort hieroor met Rob en Raz, so as jy nieuwsgierig is, bly ingeskakel. Steeds in die hoewe die moordsaak teen die man wat in hegtenis geneem is vir die moord op die tiener Lekona Fosse is teruggetrek. Mduduzi Mnisi is vroeër die maand op R5000 borgtog vrygelaat. Hy het aan die hof gesê hy was nie by die taverne waar ooggetuies hom saam met die tiener geplaas het nie. Sy vriendin het dit ook bevestig in die hof. Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag, Pindim John Ndwane, dis die woordvoerder daar, het meer besonderhede oor die besluit.
Subsequent to the bail hearing, where Mnisi raised an alibi that he was in Daveyton at the time of the disappearance of the deceased, the NPA gave instructions for further investigations, and the outcome thereof indicated that Mnisi could not have been the last person to be seen with the deceased, as alleged by a statement deposed by one of the state witnesses.
En die wetsontwerp om Eskom uit sy finansiële verknorsing te lig is goedgekeur in die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies vandag met 56 stemme teen 10. Die ANC die wetsontwerp verdedig en sê is noodsaaklik om die kragvoorsiener te herstruktureer en om verbruikers teen onstabiliteit te verhoed. Hier is die ANC LP Bekkie Gadebe.
This bill is critical to reduce the debt liability of Eskom to enable it to become a going concern. Eskom has engaged in maintenance from its own revenue to the value of 25 billion per annum. This has enabled the entity to reduce load shedding to the point where the country has not had load shedding for more than 300 days.
Ons sluit af in die buitenland. In Hawaii het die owerheid 'n ontruimingsbevel opgehef in die aanloop tot 'n moontlike tsunami in die gebied. Die waarskuwing is uitgereik na 8,8 sterkte aardbewing in Rusland, maar die VSA se Stephen Logan, wat by die Hawaii se departement van verdediging is, sê dit is nou net 'n weerwaak.
Hey, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory. A tsunami advisory means that the potential for strong currents or dangerous waves are expected or occurring for those in or near the water. There may be flooding of beach or harbor areas. Those who have evacuated may safely return home based on county assessments and directives.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 5.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll
settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.